Earning your degree online doesn't mean you have to go about it alone. At Capella University, we're here to support you when you're ready. From enrollment counselors who get to know you and your goals, to academic coaches who can help you form a plan to stay on track, we care about your success and are dedicated to helping you pursue your goals. Going back to school is a big step, but having support at every step of your academic journey can make a big difference. Imagine your future differently at capella.edu.
You're listening to a Mint podcast brought to you by HD Smartcast.
Good morning, listeners. Welcome to Top of the Morning by Mint, your weekday newscast that brings you five major stories from the world of business. It's Friday, June 28th, 2024. My name is Nelson John. Let's get started.
Top of the Morning by Mint.
The equity markets rose on Wednesday. Both Nifty and Sensex were up by 0.7% yesterday. The bond market is up and kicking again. Starting today, India's bonds will be included in JP Morgan's Emerging Markets Bond Index. This will make India the 25th country to join the index. 23 Indian bonds will join the much-tracked index and will certainly bring in a flurry of income. Mayur Bhale Rav and Gopika Gopakumar write that foreign investors bought around 67,000 crore worth of bonds ahead of this much anticipated decision. JP Morgan will itself passively invest around $25 billion into Indian bonds over the next 10 months. If you are traveling to a small town, chances are that you might see an Air India flight pop up on your route. Air travel between smaller cities is called regional aviation, and is less popular among airlines due to lack of occupancy and highly competitive pricing. The Tata Group is now planning on entering this space, reports Anush Sharma and Mihir Mishra. Market leader IndiGo currently dominates this landscape, while other routes are fulfilled by state-owned Alliance Air. Air India is also beefing up its fleet with aircraft suited to ply on these routes, Anu and Mihir add. Indians have mastered chess. We have 85 grandmasters at the moment. But to become a grandmaster, one might need to spend around 30 lakh rupees a year. Gaurav Lagate writes that through online chess games, entering the world of chess is easy. But to hone your skills, you have to compete with the best, and the best come together in international tournaments. To facilitate that, parents often have to take loans to fulfill their kids' potential. Thankfully, there are scholarships available. Chess players also earn money by playing for clubs, competing in tournaments, sponsorships and appearance fees. Gaurav's piece covers the breadth of the global chess world and the work it takes to get to the top. While the earning avenues for chess players are growing, those for actors are dwindling. OTT platforms like Netflix, Hotstar and Amazon Prime are tightening their purse strings. This is directly affecting actors' salaries. Lack of shared data on viewership and performance also makes it difficult for actors to determine the success of certain seasons, leading to a stalemate when it comes to salary discussions. According to industry estimates, popular OTT actors like Manoj Bajpayee, Pankaj Sarpati, and Nawazuddin Siddiqui earn between 8 to 10 crore per season. While OTTs want to give a raise of up to 10 to 12%, actors are demanding as much as twice if the previous season was successful, reports Lata Jha. The Indian government wants to keep building roads. Subhash Narayan reports that the centre is mulling an increase in capital expenditure to the Ministry of Road Transport and Highways. However, this increase will be moderate, around 5 to 10% of the last year's budget. More than 20% of the total roads this year are expected to be built by private entities who use tolls to recover their costs. In FY23, private entities are expected to have invested 20,000 crore rupees in the road infrastructure segment. Get ready for new roads and a lot more construction on your way to work. We'd love to hear your feedback on this podcast. Let us know by writing to us at feedback@theratelifemint.com. You may send us feedback, tips, or anything that you feel we should be covering from your vantage point in the world of business and finance. That's all for today. Thank you for listening. We're eagerly looking forward to our next Top of the Morning episode, which will be packed with fresh business news. Until then, have a great weekend.
Top of the Morning by Mint.
Imagine earning a degree that prepares you with real skills for the real world. Capella University's programs teach skills relevant to your career, so you can apply what you learn right away. Learn how Capella can make a difference in your life at capella.edu.